Kof Vov Shvat, Sunday the 11th of February, Rabbi Yossi Chazan, Mechias Amalek.
Good morning. Bell tells that when Rabbi Zalman Meltzer moved from Slutsk to Yerushalayim HaKodesh to become Rosh Yeshiva of Etz Chaim, he befriended the Rav of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonsville. And he noticed that although he was rather aged and feeble and frail, he was medacted to go to mikveh every day. And in the Shmiz once, he asked him, "Is that a chiyuv, not a halachic obligation? Why is the Rav so moyser nefesh to go to mikveh?" And Rav Chaim Zonsville told the Eben Ezel, he says he reckons that when a goy wants to convert and become Jewish, what's the makabapatish of the talich of gerus? You go to mikveh, that makes you a Jew. Said Rav Chaim Zonsville, if mikveh could transform a goy to become a yid, alachas kama v'kama, mikveh could make a yid into a yid. The mashgiach of Tzar V'das, Hagon HaTzadik, Rav Moshe Volson Shlita, says lefi zeh, by Purim it says in Pasuk, v'rabbi me'ame ha'ores misyadim ki nofel pachad Yehudim aleim, that at Purim, even the goyim were moved to convert to Judaism. So if Purim can transform the Zelba Kavachomer, if Purim could turn a goy into a yid, alachas kama v'kama, Purim turns a Jew into a Jew. In other words, Purim gives a yid basic emunah. We know that Chazal say that Haman min atayrim min ayin shenemar hamin awaits. The clip of the evil of Haman is related to the chet Eitz Hadas. By the Eitz Hadas, when Adam Rishon sinned, he was cursed. Kuitz v'dardar tatzmiach loch. It says in Sforam HaKadoshim, what is dardar? We often say, we say Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echod, and there's a dalet rapsi. When it, the Israel of Yidazor, it says, Acher, with a big resh, don't make that crucial mistake of not differentiating with the Dalit and the resh. You can do what the Gemara says in Eruvin, that Rabbi Meir met Rabbi Yishmol, and he said, Beni ma malachtecha, what is with your profession? He said, I'm a lavler, I'm a soifer. He says, Beni ha bizor be malachtecha, she malachtecha malecha shamayim. If you add a letter or subtract a letter, you could destroy the world. So Rabbi Meir said, I have a special ingredient, and it ensures that even if a zvuv, a fly, falls on the kutz of the dalit and tries to make the dalit into a reish, it's unerasable. It's permanent. There's a chilz in a dalit and a reish. Therefore, Amalek, we know, is gematria sofik, also gematria lacher. And therefore, it tries to do away with this difference between Hashem Echad and the Acher, the other side, which is Dalid Resh. And that's proper by the Chet Egel, the Zalba Avera, it says, the Eberisha told Moshe, Lech Reid, Resh Dalid, Kishiches Amch. And that's proper where it's called the Chet Egel, says in Frag Yoyer of Bialabrishit, where Egel Miloshin Eagle, you try to erase that little kuitz, which sticks out of the Dalit and turn it into a Resh. And therefore it's brought in Sforam HaKadoshim, that's the Milchomel Hashem Ba'amolek, Dar, Dalit Resh. The battle of Amolek is the battle of Emunah. Dalit Resh. It's also the reason that Hagav, I mentioned yesterday in Shul, Chazal tell us that Mishenichnus Odor, Marvim Nesim, what's the Simcha of Adar? Because we know that when Haman cast lots, and the poor fell to destroy, to exterminate the Jewish people, the Chodesh Adar, he rejoiced. Why did he rejoice? Because he knew that was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. It's not, you know. So then Svarim HaKadoshim, Haman, working out the Gematria, B'miluoy, Hey, Memem, Nun Vav Nun, you have the Gematria of what? Wakey, you gotta be fast here. 196. Which is koitz. If you take a resh itself is gematria 200. Dalit is gematria 4. What's the difference between dalit and a 400, a 200 and 4? 196, which is koitz, which is the miluy of Haman. You have my trip so far? Yeah? So the punishment of the Adam HaRishon, when he ate from the forbidden fruit, he wanted to have das, was koitz v'dardar tatzmiach loch. You'll suffer from this problem of the koitz and the darda, the dalit and the resh. What is the gematria of Yisrael? 541. What is the gematria of Moshe? 345. If you take away 345 Kinyan Moshe from Yisrael, from Klal Yisrael, you're left with 196, which is Gematria Kutz. So the month of Adar is to instill Emunah Pshuta, Emunah Tahira in the hearts of Klal Yisrael, that Yidin should become Yidin. Now I want to deal with today, this holy Masiba, the simple kasha that always bothered me, Yom Yomima. Let me give you the background where I got involved in this. Many, many years ago, I was still a bocher, and I happened to be in Germany, and I was shlichus, whatever. And I happened to be in a place called, I was at a university called Heidelberg, one of the oldest universities in the world. And they have their Hochschule for Yiddish studies. And all the people who enroll in this university are goyim, mamasharei, Germans. And Punkte was a professor from NYU there, from fellow, Shem Shabbos. I was sitting in Schmoozing, and he asked me, it's a Bekubel, everyone knows that, it's a Bekubel that Germans are from Zera Amolik. I'm going to give you one simple example. When the Kaiser Wilhelm, at the turn of the 20th century, went to Yerushalayim, all the G'dayli Yerushalayim, they made a big shar for him, they went to greet him. Reb Chaim Zonnenfeld refused to go, you can make a bracha on a melech. Rare opportunity, especially in those days in Yerushalayim, actual king, emperor. Make a gewaldige, rare bracha. So Reb Chaim Zonnenfeld said that he has a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, the Holy Rebbe Shulev Diskin, had a Kabbalah from his father, from the Vilna Gaon himself, that Germany is Zera Amolik, with the whole Shach of Atari Inkar Mekoymik. And I'm not going to make a bracha on a melech, who's the melech of that klippa called Amolik. Agagi. So Ibazoi, the Shaila is, this professor was a learned person. And he asked me, there's a mechilta. This mechilta appears in all Midrashi Chazal, in Tanchuma, in Psikta, in all the places. We're on the Pasuk in Seif Pashas Bishalch. The Pasuk says, Ki yad al keis yudke milchama l'ashem ba'molik midardu. Says, the mechilta omar ablozer nishpak adesh baruch hu b'kis Yaakovit shalai, shim yove echad mikol ha'umais l'zgayer sh'yakab lo eistam Yisrael, v'beis tishal molek l'yakab. Klal Yisrael is willing to accept converts from every nation, every religion, or from the house of Amalek we don't accept. Shendemar, there's a pasuk in the first capital in Shmuel Beis. Vayoymer David al Anar Hamagidler. Remember the story of Har Gilboa where Shaul HaMelech is killed, and someone came to boast to David, "I've murdered your enemy, your nemesis, your shrer." And he says, Amy, where are you from? So he said, I'm a nar ish ger amul. I'm a convert from Amalek. So Chazal say, Nishko le David, Mashinemar ba Yisri Shah. David suddenly reminded himself that the Abish swore that he won't accept any gerim from Amalek. And therefore he killed him. Because you're not really a, as Sfarim explained, you're not a proper ger because you're Amalek. Your ger is null and void. That a akum is nerag by doas piv, by his own admission. If you're a guy, you're killed by your own, you admitted that you killed the king, therefore you put him to death. So there's many, Meshachachma, everyone learns that. Uy Bazoi, this fellow asked me, in this Heidelberg, in this Hochschule, the Metzius is that 50% of the German goyim who enter, who enroll, who learn about Judaism, they want to convert to Judaism. There's actually a Meisen Neure. There was a fellow, a German, grew up in a family, and one day he was rifling through his records of his father, and he found out that he was an SS officer, the Einsatzgruppen, you know that. Come on, listen. He was so ashamed. His father was a Nazi, murdered people, innocent people, men, women, and children. He ran away, he went to Eretz Yisrael, he went to Hebrew University, to learn chemistry, and eventually he converted, and he raised a proper family, and he married a girl from a similar background. And he had, I think it was four children at the time. And eventually, years later, he's living in Yerushalayim, from Erlich, a younger man. And he gets a telegram from his father, his biological father, says he's dying. And he asked him, please, he's sending him money, telegrammed him, please come. I want to see if one time in my life, before I die, I want to see my sole grandchild. The fellow didn't know what to do, because his father was a Yamach Shemayim, a Nazi. He asked his Rosh Hashiva, he told him to go. So he went with all of his children from Yerushalayim to Germany, went into the hospital, his father looked up and he's about to start, to leave this world. And he says to him, I want to tell you one story. Once when we were in the Einsatzgruppen, we were going in Ukraine somewhere, And the commander asked us to go and make sure there are no Jews left alive here. And they found out around the shtetl, and he saw underneath there was a van parked. And he saw 8 eyes peering out from underneath the van, the truck. These were Jewish kids, they dare not say a word. But their eyes were like asking, were pleading for a bit of mercy. And he saw them, he knew exactly the situation. But at that moment, Esav says, "Nimkur Rachmav." He had a bit of compassion, and he didn't say anything. He went back to the commander. Everything is like, coast is clear. We've destroyed all the Jews. We've eradicated them. And they went on to the next shtetl. And he says, "Because I saw those 8 eyes, those 4 children, so the Eibishter paid me back that I now have 4 Einik Lachin Yerushalayim and HaKodesh Orim." It's a show there weren't more kids under that van. Wow. That was his last words of this Yimach Shemayim, and they paid her. So the Shaila was, can you be Megayer Geirin from Amalek? Bechilta says, Klor Nish, you're not allowed to, prohibit it. Shtel Zich the Shaila, first of all, I just quoted a pasuk in Megillah, where it says, Verabbe Me'ame Ores Misyadi, and the Benoy Salevi from Shleim Al-Kabbis, the author of Bechadidik, he asked, oh, but Kfiya Nira, and so is not to come out all the Pashdonim, who are these people who converted in the Megillah? The Yidden going out to wage war against Amalekim. The Pashas, they were Amalekim. When the Shaila is even stronger, because the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin and Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Vov, that Bibnei Bonov Shel Homon Lomdu Teira Bibnei Brak, Ummanu, so the Gears of the Yankim and others for him, who were they? Who was this? The descendants, the biological descendants of Homon, who taught Teira in Bibnei Brak, Rav Shmuel Bar Shemas. I mentioned last night, I'm Lava Malka for a school of a Moisit. Moisit taking the Santa irony, Shabinover. When we just discussed yesterday with Shabbos Vorchim, the Gemara says in Tainis Lach of Tess, Omar Rav Yehuda, Breder of Shvul Bar Shelas, Omar Rav, Kishem, Mikishin, Mishinichnas, Odor, Marbin Besimcha. Who is the man, the Omar, who teaches us that Mishinichnas, Odor, Marbin Besimcha? The Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shvul Bar Shelas, Omar Rav. The Welt says, B'derech HaTzachus, how do you know that Haman was an anti-Semite? Was a Russian? Make a taste. A simple thing. How do we know Haman's anti-Semite? Because he wanted Lish Lahashvi, Laharig, Laabin, Kol Yehudim, Minar Vadzok, and B'yemechot, Vishloish Otro. He wanted to exterminate the Jews in one day. Then a Hapichu, the Purim became a holiday. If he would have been a shtickle mensch, he wouldn't be an anti-Semite, this is Haman. He would have planned to exterminate the Eden over a week, the Moshul. So Yidden would have had a whole week to celebrate for him. Remember, Rav Huttner, the Chreinu Levracha, always used to say, Chazal say, that Mishta v'simcha kiblu alayu, Yontif le kiblu alayu. Initially, Mordechai Esther wanted to make Purim to be a Yontif. A proper Yontif is also Basiyas Malacha. Chal Yisrael accepted Mishta v'simcha, we didn't accept Yontif. So Rav Huttner asked, Voshdalavitman. Why couldn't Chal Yisrael accept Purim to be a proper Yontif? Rav Huttner, I remember at the Purim Sudha, he answered, because if Yidin would have accepted Yontif, Purim, then Mitzoy Purim, you'd have to make Havdalah. Which Yid could find it in his heart to make Havdalah for Purim? Very difficult. So Asher Alkein, Haman, Araya, that Haman was an anti-Semite, that he tried to kill the Jews in one day, and therefore we have a one day, or Shushan Purim another day. Right? The Welt says, so what did his anical, his biological descendants want? You're not going to celebrate Purim not one day, not 2 days, not a week. An entire month of Odor, which is this hapich into Mishinichus Odor Marvin Besimcha. Which, by the way, Odor Marvin Besimcha is Gimatria Teiru Gdulu Mokimech. Not going to hold a month for Yeshua, whatever you need. Going back to our question. If Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas was from Zera Amolik, as Chazal say, Haman was direct descendant Targum to the Targum. And Megillah has a direct yichus from Haman to Agag to Amalek. Or you both say, how could he possibly have converted? This is the famous Shaila of Purim, Shaila of the Noi Salim. And I have a sefer at home, actually, has 100 terutzim on this question. If I'm able to speak from now till next Shabbos, I would go through all the 100 terutzim and all the problems with them and issues. The simple tariff, Simonai Salevi says, based on the Gemara in Yevam, the staff of Dalit, the Gemara says, you're not Makabal Gerim in good moments for Kal Yisrael. Fractosis, I, the Gemara says in Daf Ayin Tes and Acholitz, that we make Velvet Shleim and Nitesiv al Yisrael Kufnun Elif, but the Maisav the Gevoinim, 150,000 Jewish people converted to Judaism. The Tosfos says it wasn't that they converted in front of proper Bote Din, they converted in front of Hayoyis. Simple, ignorant people who are ignorant of Halacha, that you are not allowed to Mekabel Gevur HaMalek, and that's how these individuals got through. Comes along the Megillah Sefer on this appears on the Smag on Mitzvah Kuf Tezvov, and he asked the Shaila, how could you say the Umagayer in front of Hedyotis? Right? The din is, we say in Yevomis, from Dalit, that Geirus is a form of Mishpot. And a Mishpot needs a proper Bezdin. How could a Hedyot be Megayer? So the Chido in Pesach Enayim, against a tumult against the Megillah Sefer, to try to enfer the Mreis HaLevi. I'm not going to the Shakmataria. But even if Lu Yitzur, there was a time where you could be Megayer through Hedyotis, through a Bezin, they were ignorant. I have a whole Torah income, I really have the time. Based on Arsameach and Nachlas Yitzvah from Yitzchon, in the beginning of Chosh Mishpat, Nachlas Yitzvah. How could we Megayer today? I, Alpidin, to be Megayer, need a Bezin. For Bezin, you need Mumchim Usmuchim. Today, we're not Mumchim. We don't have experts who have an unbroken chain of smicha to Megayer people. The simple answer is, as Tosfos says, and so most of Rishonim accept, because Anan Shlichu Sayu de Kamoy Avdin. We today are Shluchim of previous generations of Dayonim who were experts, who were Shluchim, who had the unbroken chain. Uybazoi, I'll give you an example. I'll push a halacha l'maisa that happened. In Argentina, amongst the Sfardish Eden, there was a rule, they didn't want intermarriage. They made a rule, we don't allow gay rules in Argentina. You want to be Megayer, you're sincere, Lashem Shemayim, go to Yushalayim and be Megayer there. Came a group of fuddy-duddy rabbonim, and they decided to override this chirim kadmoinim, not to Megayer in South America. Shaila was b'di'ovad, is this geirus chal, when it's against the chirim of the community, not to Megayer local. Whole shakl v'tariah. But Ritzvi Pesach framed the Rav of Yerushalayim and Hartzvi Paskin, the geirus is bottle mevutl. Because the only way a Bezin is able to convert a non-Jew to a Jew today is because we're shluchim of previous generations. And there are some Neach and Yitzchok Chanan say, Bizman, where the Bezin is convening to be Megayer against Halacha, then the whole Geirus is null and void retroactively. It never starts. You don't have that. You're empowered to Megayer. This Kama v'Kamarayis from a Rosh, from a Taz, ain't Kama good. But they stelled the Shaila back to square one. So how did these descendants of Haman become converts? It's actually a funny answer. Remember the story that Mordechai and Haman the Gemara says to Megillah were both in war together and Haman was starving and he agreed that Mordechai will give him food that he'll become an Eved to him. The deal of an Eved is he needs to be a Lutzvila. Right? Oy bazoi, when he ran away and Mordechai was miyayish from him, automatically became Jewish. And that's how the Rebbe Yonis and Yaris, a very fascinating answer. The Rebbe Yonis and Yaris, Vash Taiches, interesting, radical trap. It says, Ki ein Mordechai kereo mishtachavei eloi. Mordechai refuses to bow down to Haman. Why? I, the king, ki higid lohem asher, who is it? Haman's a chayit. He's an Evan. He's chayiv in mitzvahs ki isho, gzer shavol olo. So why should I bow down to one of my own brethren? Obviously, a very radical shot. And there's a lot of problems with it, but ain't coming good. There's a lot of issues here. There are many who answer, there's like a whole type of answers that say, how are the how are they Megayer? Because the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek didn't apply. First of all, Das HaYareim, Das Ramban, and say Parshas B'Shalach, so it appears from the Rambam, and say from mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek is chal on the king. You have to have a melech. According to others, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Ahoyo, baniach, Hashem, alikecha, l'cha, ba'oret, tafkin Eretz Yisrael. The Netziv, in his commentary on the Bechilta, says it only applies if there's an actual explicit commandment from a Novi. That's why in the time of Shol, they had to wait till Shmuel commanded them. You have to have a Novi. Others say it's only bizman HaMilchomo. in war. He is Machmusha says in Sey Parshas Kitzeitzei, the mitzvah Bechias Amalek only applies when? When you could destroy them completely, utterly, and eliminate them completely. But just to kill off an individual Amaleki, there's no chiyuv. Yeah? Gehenna, others say. Pelagi, if I'm not mistaken. The Gemara says in Brachas Naftov Ches, Kfar Olos Adcheirev Ubilbil is called Umas Oilam. So here it mixed up the world. So today, how do you really know who's from Zera Amalek enough? And therefore, this prohibition against accepting converts from Amalek doesn't apply. A similar type of answers. Which only underscores the kasha, right? That when Yidden killed Amalekim in the war of Mordechai and Esther, right, the whole mitzvah Purim has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, because it wasn't Shayach, there was no king, it wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, there was no Novi at the time, the chul. You couldn't destroy them completely. Well, all these answers, and we know, Chazal is Mefurish in Chazal, that Mordechai and Esther were Mekayim the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. Hanging hum and swinging from the gallows was the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. And the fear is that it wasn't applicable in those days. You hear my question? So we're back to square one. To understand this, very brief, I'm telling you, I wrote a whole thing on 40 pages, I have no time to go through it. But it's the kids are Akseya Mazlega, as they say in French. One could. Are women Mechuyavais in Mechias Amalek? And hence, as a woman mechuyev to come to shul for parsha zoch. Now, since you're all from people, you look from, right? Every woman is every woman is medayik to go to shul to hear parsha zoch. Zolzvist in the Teres Chesed, Rav Zalman of Lublin, writes in his day and age in Poland, right, metropolis of Yiddishkeit, he never ever saw a woman come to parsha zocher. Achutz is Yidua, that Rav Nosson Adler, the Chiddush, he had his wives and his wife and his children, his girls come to shul. It was unheard of. It was like, The emes is, you look in Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tafresh Gimel, Tafresh Dalit, Mefurish, that women are peturis from the Chiyas Amol. Hence from Zohar, because the purpose of Zohar is in order to what? To remember to destroy them. But you're not mechuyev to go to war against them. So the Shaila is, it's a very famous Shaila, Mitzvah Chinuch has, why are women exempt from the mitzvah of obliterating Amalek and not from the mitzvah of destroying the seven indigenous nations of Canaan? By Canaan, the Gemara says in Soita on a war, which is a mitzvah war, then you have even girls and women have to go to battle in some capacity. I'm not talking about that, right? So why by a Zainam de Chayev and Amalek? Tutzach HaVelten. There's a classical Avnezer, a music Avnezer, which everyone goes wild on this Avnezer. It's like, wow. And the Avnezer says, by killing the indigenous nations of Canaan, the eager is to get rid of them, bump them off. Like, so it becomes, like, how you kill them, what you kill them, is like a mitzvah, is like a malachah shetzich l'gufa. But by Amalek, there's a chiyuv to kill them, actually, as the mitzvah of killing them, and therefore it doesn't apply to women. It doesn't apply to women, because in milchama per se, to go to war, they're exempt. Ishtakir lichvayish and ain't ishtakir lichvayish. Women don't have to go to war. Elamai, they should be chuyuv mitzad the mitzvah of killing the individual Amaleki. Says that in Ezra, bombedik achidish, niflu, haflu, fella. The mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, if I see John Amaleki, Dan Hagogi down the street, can I kill him on Shabbos? How would you learn? You go to your oath. Have a goy down the street, who's a Zera Amalek with a Yichus Brief Tilhom. No? Can I kill him on Shabbos? What? What I say is doicha, what loses here? You have an Isser of Shabbos, which is an Isser Sheish by Chorus. The death penalty for Mechal Shabbos, and I say it's a loser. Say, Mitzvah Mechias Amalek can't override. Hello. So since you can't bump off your local Amaleki down the block, right? So you can't do it on Shabbos. A mitzvah Sasei Shazman Gromo, which women are exempt. How do you like that for an answer? Hello, Earth calling London. You with me? Thousands of kashas. The Gur Ari Yehuda. From Reb Label Azemba, who was the Nebuchadnezzar, passed away.
The men also
Huh?
The men also to kill
Yeah, fine. So the mitzvah becomes a mitzvah seishes mangrum. It's not operative on Shabbos. Hence, women are exempt under the rubric that women are exempt from mitzvah seishes mangrum. You like that? Thousand kashas on the Zembo. Look in the Gorah Yehuda from Rav Leibel Zembo, Rav Lachman Rebbe's son, who passed away at 18. He was engaged to marry the daughter of the Imre Emes of Ger. And he asked many kashas. But the basic kasha everyone, the klichem that everyone asks is, if you have a mitzvah sase, for technical reasons, you can't do it on Shabbos. A mitzvah to make a mic, to make a parapet on your roof. And you can't build a parapet on Shabbos. Ashalkid, a woman who's the owner of a house, doesn't have to build a mica because the mitzvah is made. That's ridiculous. The pshat, as the Marit famously says, the Kiddushin Daf Tes, if you have a mitzvah, and the mitzvah really is shayach 24/7, norvas, on Shabbos, because it's one of the lametes malachas, so it's what's called in Talmudic terminology, arihu derabelet. There's an external, superficial problem which prevents me from carrying it. You with me? But then again, melachas, many kashas. I want to give you my humble answer. The Ibrahim, you know, Hurachim Chabarom, I think it's correct though. It's based on a Rogge Chover. It's Marumas already now.
What's the question again?
Basic question is two questions. You got to remember. Two things. Very simple. Number one, how did converts convert from Amalek? We see historically they did. When we know that the Ibrahim swore not to accept converts from Amalek. A. B, why are women exempt from the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, hence Zohar, right? And the, yeah?
But you brought the Canaanim into it.
Okay, that's another shayla. Why the difference?
Okay. They're not the chayav to kill the Canaanim.
They are. The chinuch paskens women are chayav.
But
the chinuch paskens the women are chayav.
You can let them run away, it'll do the job just as well.
If they agree, but if they don't agree, you kill them.
Yeah, but if they agree to run away, it's fine.
Gesunter hey, get lost, beat it, scram, get like a banana and split. Yeah.
Molek, you have to kill them.
Yeah, okay, fine. That's what you're saying is 100% true, but irrelevant to the question. Son of a lawyer. Okay, yeah. Okay. So the answer I always give is, my answer is, there are the MS two parshias of Mechias HaMalek. One in Seif Parshas B'Shalach. Tells a story, right, of how HaMalek came to wage battle to prevent Matadayra after Kriyas Yam Suf. And it ends up by saying, and according to me, it's actually a chiyuv. That's not just a story, right? There's a mitzvah to go to war against Amalek. And then we have in the end of Parshas Ki Tse, right? What's the difference between these two Parshas? So the Rogge Chover in Sefer Zmenayach tells of a gevaldige chiddush. By Yidin, we're interested not only in the Klal, in Klal Yisrael, as a group, as a nation, as a people. We're interested also in every Yochid, every single individual, as infinite importance, as qua individual. Not just as part of a larger group. By Goyim, by the Umis, we're interested in the group, in the Min, not in the individual. The only exception to the rule is Amalek, who's like the ultimate in Klipa and evil. Every individual Amaleki is also a Shvarcha, the Mamasha has to be destroyed. From this Rogge Chover, I learned that there are two Bechinas, two Gedorim in Mechias Amalek. There's a gather of waging war, right, against the nation, the people of Amalek. And there's a mitzvah to destroy, to every last vestige of Amalek. The difference is, as the Avinezer speaks about, and the Gar Yehuda, Zemba, is the mitzvah b'chias Amalek the pu'ula or the nifal? With me? Anybody? Okay. Is the mitzvah to kill the Amaleki, the act, the pu'ula? Or is the mitzvah the result? Moshel, chametz. Is the mitzvah to destroy your chametz? The action, the pu'ula? Or is the mitzvah, there should be no chametz, you shall have that poil, the nifal, you've affected that your house is chametz free. Uh-oh. So then, moreover, is it just a din, or is it a gather of an unish, a punishment against Amalek? Because they're evil, whatever. But it's too deep. There's a gather of milchama, waging war. Milchama, by definition, is waged one nation against another nation. For that was the answers. You need a king, you need a novi, or you ban niach, you have to be there to stroll, v'chul v'chul. And today there is no nation called Amalek, because Bos and Hedjin, who bilbul as kol ha'umis, therefore the mitzvah of war against Amalek doesn't apply. What about if John Amaleki, you meet John Amaleki, this is a gedder of oynish, on the yochid, on the individual. So if Parshas B'Shalach is dealing with the gedder of Melchoma, war against a nation versus nation, with a king led. So if Parshas Kiseitse is destroying the individual Amaleki. And that's the gedder oynish, as a punishment. And it's only when that Amaleki is oyches maisi avoysa biyodov, when he continues to walk in the way of his forefathers in Antisemit HaRosh. The Marshal in Sir Safi Kodesh brings a story that Rabbi Yosef Engel told, that the Holy Chassid Sofer was going to learn by his Rebbe, Rabbi Nosson Adler, and on the way he stopped up and said, in a kretschma somewhere, and there was an Amaleki beating up a Jew, a guy, and he knew Baruch HaKodesh, that he was from Zera Amalek. Sofer was a holy man. And he killed him. And he buried him there in the grounds, from Sofer. And then he journeyed to Rabbi Nosson Adler. And when he came in, Rabbi Nosson Adler said, your face is shining, is luminous. And you've done a great mitzvah today you've never done before. What happened today? He told him the story. But that is begeder oynish, and only when what? When the guy is deserving of it. Let's go back. A geder oynish, this is a chinuch l'shitosei in b'chias amolek, to a chinuch l'shitosei in the iser of being done on Shabbos, the way that Avni Nezer in a different tshuva explains. The geder of oynish doesn't apply on Shabbos, based on the Gemara in Davov, the Vrayin Yevomis, not mitzad the iser of the lamites melochus, but Shabbos is a day when there's no din. You can't even verbally paskin a punishment on a person on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a day of joy and happiness and simcha, whatever. And leisavaro eish b'chol meish v'seichem. We have a Shabbos, you can't. Anything negative is disallowed on Shabbos. You know what I'm saying? Where the Chazal learned that there's an Isra of Kabbalah's Geirin from Amalek? From which pasuk? Ki yod al keis yudkei b'chol meish v'seichem. Which is soif parshas b'shalach. So when is there an Isra of accepting converts from Amalek? From when you had the gedder of Milchama, for that you need a king, you need a prophet, you need Eretz Yisrael, b'chol b'chol. And that wasn't applied later. And therefore, a righteous Amaleki who wants to convert, like Shmuel Bar Shelas b'chol, we're entitled to accept him. But the ikr is, to learn the lesson is, that on Purim we could mamish. Purim, you're massacring the world. The principle called Heng Ha'alti and the Hachonat to Purim. Just like there's a gula in Reish is a Chodesh Nissan, the first month of the year, there's a gula in Adar. Adar is Milch Dar, and you bring the Aleph, the Aluf Vishal Oilam, into the darkness of the final month, you could bring gula. Let me just leave you with one idea, one more. Everyone knows the Gemara. Actually, it was a Gemara before it turned into a song. But originally it was a Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol entered into the Chodesh HaKadosh and became a Chodesh. And he saw what he saw. And the voice, the Eivish, the Shechina, turns to him and says, Yishmol b'ni barchi, give me a bracha. What was the bracha that Yishmol Kohen Gadol gave Eivish? Right? Yirosei l'ufanecho, sheyichpushu kascha, rachamecho, it's kascha mi'aleinu, yigel rachamecho, mi'zisecho, snai yivanecho, mitzchet. He asked the bracha for rachma, for compassion, for benevolence, for bonachai, for else, all that you need. Stell sich the kasha, it's a glaring question. What did the Eibishter ask for? The Eibishter asked for a bracheini, give me a bracha. And what did the Kohen Gadol give a bracha? The Eibishter is dying with chesed, nachman, tekal Yisroel. How's that? So the answer I always give, is based on a story, you probably all know the story. Many, many years ago, there was a Yid, a Rav, a caravan of people, and always a Shabbos dish overflowing, palichula. And once at the end of the Shabbos meal, Friday night, like after midnight, and there was a Russian boy who came from Russia, emigrated to America, slide became a Baal Tshuva, and after benching, he says to the rabbi, says to the fellow, where are you going now? I'm going home. Where do you live? Brighton Beach. Brighton Beach from Flatbush, from Ocean Parkway, 8-mile walk. Brooklyn is not the greatest, most salubrious neighborhood known to mankind, How could you walk in the middle of the night, mamish in the wee hours of the morning, to 8 miles? Ridiculous. Sleep over here. So he called, the Rav calls over his son, says, Yankel, give up your bed, make the bed ready for the guest, he'll sleep on your bed. He looks at his father, talks like, you know, listen, he just, Frederick and Tyler, the father says, he went to prepare the bed, then he goes after the, he said goodbye to the guest. He goes, Tati, where am I going to sleep? Sleep on the couch. Aye, but the couch has springs like a 90-year-old couch. You see, he's arguing. He wasn't, the father got, he says, Yankel, you don't want to sleep on the couch? Okay, I'm going to sleep with the kibbutz of, you sleep on the floor. And the mother wants to, floor. I'm just going to break it. The kid was bitter, he was angry, he was resentful, he was traumatized. In the morning, out of the rather fitful sleep, he gets up and says, you know, father wakes him, he goes to shul, the kid is angry the whole day. Our kids are, but he got over it eventually. Fast forward 20 years later. And he's already married, this Yankel is married, has his own family, his own kid. And he gets a call, Chaman al-Sam, he gets a call. His mother, siblings, your father just had a massive coronary. I leaked up in the hospital like an ICU, like drop everything and come. He ran. And his father, mamash, on his deathbed, he tells the son, you should know, Yankel, whatever I did for your table. Even if you didn't always appreciate it, but it was all for your chinuch, for your table. And then father said, Shema Yisrael, whatever, and he passed away. And later, after the Levaya, by the Shiva, the boy, Yankel, he asked his mother, Mama, what did Tata mean by this? And she says, do you remember that night? You know, you gave away your bed for this Russian Balchuva, right? And then the Tati was Goyuzer. That you sleep on the floor. You should know, Tati slept on the floor also. That's it. He said, he also slept on the floor that night. He said, I can't be a v'achzer, that my son is going to sleep on the floor, and I'll sleep on a posh and a comfortable bed. Just cash. Right? So he also, but he bashvered, he warned me, as long as I'm alive, never tell this Yankel. But he also slept on the floor. So the Gemara says, Bizman sha'odom b'Yisrael is a tzar, shechina ma'imereth, kalani mi'roishi konim z'rish. He's right. Yidin, which are the tefillin of the Eibush, tefillin of the Mar Alma, when a Yid is b'tzar, the shechina, the Eibush is b'tzar. And there's no greater tzar than to see a father seeing a child suffering. So when the Eibishter says, Yishmol b'ni borcheini, give the bracha to the Rebbein Shem, what is the greatest bracha you give the Eibishter? That you give a bracha to Kal Yisrael. The Eibishter b'snai, b'chesed, b'rachamim, with Kal Yisrael. And the month to be poil, to take the Shechina out of the Tzoris and prepare the Mitzvah, Geula the Geula, is dafka, I'm not trying to elaborate, it's for the month of Adar. And the Eber shall help him, taka, we should be zoicha, that Adar, we're marbim the Simcha, and we go taka to the Simcha, from Purim to Pesach to the Simcha, Melech HaMashiach. I'll send regards.
I was there, I saw my mommy and daddy went for it. Okay.